Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Dad and Baby's First Year, A Newborn Journal for Memorable Moments is a father-focused baby journal and keepsake designed to document a child's first year from the dad's point of view. Created by Dad Is, it sits at the intersection of parenting guide, memory book, and gift item, but its main purpose is not instruction in the usual sense. Instead, it gives new fathers a structured place to record monthly experiences, reflections, milestones, and small details that are often absent from traditional baby books. The book is built around prompts and activities that make it easier to capture the emotional and practical reality of early fatherhood without requiring long-form writing. Its tone is light and humorous, but the underlying function is serious to preserve memories, encourage paternal involvement, and create a record the child can revisit later. In a crowded baby journal market, this title stands out because it deliberately centers the dad rather than treating him as a secondary participant. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a baby journal built specifically around the father's perspective. The most distinctive feature of this book is that it frames the baby's first year through the father's experience rather than the more common maternal viewpoint. That design choice matters because many baby memory books assume the person filling them out is the mother, which can leave fathers with little room to participate in a meaningful way. Here, the journal is structured to make the dad the primary narrator of the child's early months. This does more than change the voice of the entries. It changes the emotional emphasis of the record itself, encouraging fathers to note what they notice, how they respond, and what they learn during the first year. The result is a keepsake that reflects a different kind of parent-child bond, one that may be practical, funny, uncertain, and affectionate all at once. By giving that perspective dedicated space, the book addresses a real gap in family memory books and helps normalize active paternal documentation rather than passive observation. Secondly, monthly prompts that turn memory keeping into a manageable routine. The book uses month-by-month prompts to guide entries, which is important because new parents rarely have the time or mental energy to build a scrapbook from scratch. Structured prompts reduce friction instead of asking dads to decide what is worth recording. The journal offers a clear rhythm for reflection across the baby's first year. That format also mirrors how infancy is often experienced in monthly stages of rapid change. The prompts help capture recurring categories of memory, such as milestones, impressions, challenges, and observations, making the book practical rather than decorative. This is especially useful for fathers who want to be involved but may not naturally keep a diary. The structure lowers the barrier to participation and increases the chance that the book will actually be completed. In that sense, the journal is not just a container for memories. It is a behavioral tool that converts fleeting experience into an organized record. The monthly format gives the book continuity, which matters in a period when days blur together and details are easily lost. Thirdly, humor and visual activities make the journal more approachable for busy dads. According to the available descriptions, the journal combines a humorous tone with engaging visual and interactive elements such as picture challenges and hand tracing. That combination is significant because it broadens the book's appeal beyond writers who enjoy long reflective journaling. Humor makes the project feel less formal and more accessible, which is important for dads who may be hesitant to use a baby book that feels sentimental or overly polished. The picture challenges and tracing activities also shift the book from a purely text-based journal into a mixed-format keepsake. These features create variety across the year and allow the father's and baby's growth to be recorded in ways that are immediate and physical. A handprint or traced outline can communicate presence and scale in a way words cannot. As a result, the journal works both as a memory tool and as a family artifact. The design suggests that early parenting records do not need to be serious to be meaningful. They can be playful while still preserving valuable information. Fourthly, a record of milestones, fatherhood lessons, and everyday early parenting reality. The book goes beyond milestone tracking in the narrow sense. Its descriptions indicate that it invites dads to record not only first smiles, steps, and birthdays, but also the less polished realities of the first year, including sleepless nights, first work visits, and the everyday adjustments of parenthood. That broader scope is what makes the journal feel more honest than a standard baby album. It captures both developmental moments and the father's own learning process, which is central to the experience of becoming a parent. By including space for thoughts, tips, and life lessons, the book treats fatherhood as a process of interpretation, not just observation. That approach gives the journal lasting value because it can preserve how a dad thought and felt at the time, not only what the baby did. For the child reading it later, that distinction matters. It creates a layered family record that documents not just infancy, but the emotional formation of the parent during that year. Lastly, a giftable keepsake that fills a gap in the baby memory book market. This book also stands out as a gift item, because it serves a clear and specific audience, new or expectant fathers who want to be included in the documentation of early childhood. In the baby book category, many products are designed broadly for parents, but this journal has a more focused identity. That makes it especially suitable as a baby shower gift, a new dad present, or a first-year memory project for families who value shared participation. Its appeal is not only practical but symbolic. Giving the book communicates that fatherhood includes memory-making, reflection, and emotional presence, not just support tasks. The emphasis on dad-centered recording also differentiates it from generic journals by giving it a memorable niche. Because the book is designed to become a keepsake, its value increases over time rather than ending when the baby turns one. In that sense, it occupies a useful position in its category part journal, part memento, and part acknowledgement of fathers as active chroniclers of family life. In conclusion, Dad and Baby's First Year will be most useful for first-time fathers, engaged partners, and gift givers looking for a baby book that does more than record dates and measurements. Its main benefit is that it gives dads a practical structure for documenting the first year without requiring polished writing or extensive time. The prompts, visual exercises, and monthly organization make it easier to preserve memory during a period that is often hectic and emotionally dense. It also has value as a reflective tool because it captures the father's learning curve alongside the baby's development. Compared with standard baby journals, this book stands out for its clear point of view. It does not merely adapt a generic memory book for men. It centers the father's voice from the beginning. That makes it especially relevant for readers who want a more balanced family record and for families who want the child to later see early infancy through both the babies. Milestones and the dad's experience. As a category entry, it is strongest when used as a keepsake with long-term family value rather than as a simple notebook. If you would like to support Dad Is, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.